The University of Michigan has put all of its athletic activities on hold. Athletic facilities are closed, practices and training sessions and competitions all shut down. This comes after positive test results for the new COVID B117 variant from several people associated with the athletic department. David Jesse covers higher education for the Detroit Free Press, and he joins me now. Hey, David.
Hey, Doug. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks. As you and your colleagues reported, the first known case of the variant has been traced to a student athlete who'd traveled to Michigan from the UK. That's where the variant was first discovered. What kind of protocols did she go through before traveling back to Washtenaw County?
She tested negative 2 days before she traveled back. She came back on January 3rd. She also tested negative on January 4th and January 6th when she was back in Ann Arbor. And then there was a positive test on January 8th and began isolation on that date. But by that time had exposed some folks who we believe either lived with her or had close contact with her.
Is there any indication that there was any violation of either school or athletic department policies in any of the travel or the return?
Not that we know of. You know, as we just said, she tested coming back. She was tested multiple times when she got here, and that's how they discovered it.
David, what is U of M saying about how this will affect the university community beyond the athletic department? Are there any broader COVID-19 policy changes coming?
Not that we know of. The president, Mark Schlissel, sent out a note on Sunday night to the campus community, updating them on this closure, saying they were taking a very careful and close look at the spread. They're going back and re-interviewing folks, trying to make sure the contact tracing was being done. So as of this morning, we haven't heard of any changes. I think it just depends on where the contacts were and if it got beyond the athletic department.
There seems to be some confusion or maybe disagreement over whether the state forced the university to shut down athletics or just recommended that. The health department says it only recommended a very aggressive strategy to prevent further spread. U of M officials have said they thought it was a mandate. What are you able to tell us about that?
The memo that the state sent to the university on Saturday does use those terms, you know, recommend, strongly recommend. But certainly you can understand if you were the university athletic department, the university president, and you got a letter from the state strongly recommending that certain actions be taken, that you take those actions. Remember that back in late October, early November, they shut everything down for 2 weeks based on, at that time, what actually was an order from the county health department when just the initial strain of COVID cases were spiking.
I should note here that U of M holds Michigan Radio's broadcast license. The effort here, whether it was an order or a recommendation, either way, is so significantly stepped up from what we saw even when there was an outbreak that forced the cancellation of 3 football games. There were more athletes who had tested positive, but I guess this variant has really ramped up the response.
Yeah, remember that this variant is very contagious. And so the other thing you have to think about is the Ann Arbor community. The health department issued a warning saying that if you were at a Meijer on Ann Arbor Saline Road or at Briarwood Mall on a certain day that you should go get tested because of possible exposure to this. So I think they're trying to close the loop as fast as they can in hopes that there's not a huge spread and that it's very limited to this tight group of students.
Shutting down an entire athletic department at a school the size of Michigan isn't a small undertaking. On the sports side of it, do we have a sense of what the ripple effects look like for U of M and then for the Big Ten Conference at large?
Yeah, I mean, you have to look at a number of games that are canceled. You know, it's not just practices. Games for basketball teams, for hockey teams, there's volleyball teams. This is peak sports season. You saw a variety of, for example, Michigan basketball players take to Twitter on Sunday, late Saturday, expressing frustration. They're obviously playing very well. And, you know, what does a 2-week break do to a team that's playing well?
Well, David, thank you very much.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
David Jesse covers higher education for the Detroit Free Press. You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.